USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Part of a cliff along a San Diego area beach came loose and crashed down on Friday, and there were some fatalities. KCAL TV's Jake Reiner was there.
The city of Encinitas reporting now that three people are dead now. And with the tide rising, lifeguards have stopped their search for more additional victims underneath the rubble, although they do believe that no one else is down there. San Diego County authorities say one woman was killed instantly at the scene. Hours later, the city of Encinitas is reporting that two of the three people taken to the hospital also died.
Police in the Northern California town of Gilroy now say they've discovered the gunman who killed three people at the Gilroy Garlic Festival turned his gun on himself after being shot multiple times by responding officers. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is back to looking for a new top spy chief. His first choice, Texas Congressman John Radcliffe, is now out of consideration. Apparently, the next person in consideration, the current Assistant Director for National Intelligence.
Sue Gordon is there now, and I like her very much. I've always liked Sue Gordon.
The president told reporters he might name Gordon as Acting Director of National Intelligence after his first choice, John Radcliffe, decided to drop out.
But I read things that were just unfair, and he's just too good. He doesn't deserve it.
There have been reports that Gordon was being blocked by the administration from assuming the acting DNI position. The July jobs report is out. The government is reporting on hiring and unemployment for last month, saying 164,000 jobs were added. The jobless rate remains unchanged. Fear of an escalating trade war with China spooked the financial markets on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A popular brand of cookies sold in dozens of states are the subject of a recall, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Entenmann's Little Bites soft baked cookies being recalled in 37 states over concerns about plastic fragments. Bimbo Bakeries is the company that actually makes the popular cookies for Entenmann's. It says blue plastic bits could have gone into the individual pouches of 5-pack mini chocolate chip cookies. The company officials reassuring customers that the plastic was not actually baked into the cookies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Now that the U.S. has withdrawn from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, NATO officials have pledged their support for that decision. John Clemens reports.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made a pledge they will respond to the significant dangers posed by the Russian missiles to Allied security, but will not mimic the actions of Moscow.
We will not mirror what Russia does. We don't want a new arms race. And we have no intention to deploy new land-based nuclear missiles in Europe.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said this withdrawal is a direct result of Russia's sustained and repeated violations of the INF Treaty over many years involving numerous presidential administrations. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.